T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. Let's buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject: I wish my boyfriend was bigger. Mm. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am in my mid-30s and I'm 5'1 and I weigh 128 pounds. I am dating a personal trainer and he weighs 170 pounds. He used to weigh 350 pounds, and he worked hard to lose the weight and keep it off. He is looking so good these days, but we have a big problem. Our eating habits are totally different now. I'm a country girl, so my meals are pretty hefty and full of flavor. They aren't bad nutritionally, but they definitely are not the healthiest option. My boyfriend eats cheese, crackers, mixed nuts, salads, and smoothies while he's at the gym working, and I have a full dinner for him when he gets home. I love to cook. So the other day, I baked chicken, made mac and cheese, yams, sautéed spinach, and dinner rolls. My boyfriend walked in and got mad as soon as he saw what I cooked. This is how I've always cooked, and it's what he used to enjoy eating. We've been arguing over food a lot recently, and most nights we eat in silence because he's mad at me. Mind you, he does eat everything I cook, including the bread. I do add healthy options, such as baking the chicken instead of frying it, and I include leafy green vegetables more. I know he's scared of gaining his weight back, but he needs to work on his willpower. I tried to eat the way he eats, and I literally passed out at the gym. I got lightheaded and blacked out. Lightheaded and blacked out. Stephen Shirley, how can we resolve our food issues? I want my man to be happy and healthy, but I was happier when he was fat. Well, he's not happy when he's fat. He's not happier. And this is the problem. Your man has a food issue, and you're not helping with all that good food and good-smelling food around the house that you cook. So let me ask you.
Shirley, before you finish this, I want to say that I'm scared to answer this letter. I just want to put that out there. Okay. I'm just going to say, in the sake of comedy, I'm doing my answer in the vein of comedy.
Okay.
Feel what you want to feel and get the tweet.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, you're not helping him with all the good food. It's smelling good. It's tasting good. So let me ask you this. If he were a recovering drug addict, would you have crack and weed lying around the house? If he were an alcoholic, would you have liquor and beer and wine all piled up in the fridge? If he was hooked on opioids, okay, would you have Percocet and oxycodone in the medicine cabinet? All right, you got to think about this stuff. So don't just say he needs to work on his willpower when you put it right in front of his face and under his nose. You know, you got to help a brother out here. He's not trying to go back to 350 pounds. He's got his weight down to a nice 170. You said he looks so good. So maybe you can cook, you know, a heavy meal like you cook on the weekend. You know, give him a cheat day. Keep it light and healthy during the week. Okay? And then maybe you guys won't be mad at the dinner table. Maybe you'll, you know, have some conversation instead of, you know, eating in silence. That's all he needs. Some encouragement, some support. Steve?
That ain't what this letter about. I'm going to just go on and get to it. First of all, the letter opens with a lie. These measurements is wrong. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm 5'1".
Yeah.
Who you know 5'1"?
Monica.
She just added the one.
She's 5?
She either 5 flat or a hard 4'11".
Dang.
And I weigh 128 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's another lie. No woman gives her exact weight.
Okay. How do we get that?
No woman.
So you're saying she weighs more than 128 pounds?
Yeah, she about 5'1", 150.
Okay.
She over there looking like a little Flo model TV. I'm just going to tell you. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you some facts.
Okay. So she's
now,
lying.
Big Boy weigh 170 pounds, but he used to weigh 350.
Yeah.
He worked hard to lose weight. But here's the problem. Their eating habits is totally different. Mm-hmm. Here we go. I'm a country girl, so my meals are pretty hefty and full of flavor. They aren't bad nutritionally. What? You just said your meals is pretty hefty and full of flavor. They aren't bad nutritionally. Yes, they are. Got a plate full of fat food and you want to talk about it ain't bad nutritionally. Yes, it is. You know what you cooking?
Yeah.
You's a big country girl and you said it.
She's little. She's not big.
This woman ain't little, Shirley. You hear what she over there eating?
Fried chicken.
She baking the chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken.
She got mac and cheese.
Ooh, yeah.
And she got dinner rolls.
And spinach, sauteed spinach.
Once you eat mac and cheese and dinner rolls, I don't give a damn what else you got on your plate.
All that butter.
It wins.
That's a meal in and of itself, mac
that
and
is.
Cheese.
They aren't bad nutritionally, but they definitely are not the healthiest option. My boyfriend eats cheese, crackers, mixed nuts, salads, and smoothies while he at the gym working. And I got a full dinner for him when he get home. I love to cook. So the other day, I baked chicken, made mac and cheese, yams. You know how much sugar on them yams she makes?
Oh, my God.
Sauteed spinach and dinner rolls. My boyfriend walked in and got mad as soon as he saw what I cooked. This is how I've always cooked. It's what he used to enjoy eating when we were. Now, we've been arguing over food a lot recently. And most nights we eat in silence because he mad at me.
See?
Mind you, he does eat everything I cook, including the bread. Mm. I do add healthy options such as baking the chicken instead of frying it.
See?
And I include leafy green vegetables more. Now he's scared of gaining his, I know he's scared of gaining his weight back, but he need to work on his willpower.
What?
I tried to eat the way he eats, and I literally passed out at the gym. No, what I was doing, had my little wide ass on that treadmill trying to warm without these dinner rolls in me. You ever tried to walk on a treadmill without your dinner rolls? The hell you gonna lift weights without no mac and cheese?
All right, hold on, hold on.
You hold on.
We got part two of Steve's response coming up.
Here's this woman who's in the mid-30s. She's 5'1 and 128 pounds. I think that'd be kind of cute, you know. 5'1, 128 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cute. I like TVs.
That's sure. What?
I'm dating a personal trainer. He weigh 170 pounds. Well, you know, why don't you stop dating him?
That it might happen just that way, Steve.
Well, you know, why don't you find you a little short? Why don't you find a little short man like eating?
I mean, why can't they compromise, though? Why, you
know? No, she want the man to be 350. He don't want to be 350.
Yeah, he doesn't, yeah.
And he mad at you because he don't really want you to be, you know, where it look like you headed to.
But she keep cooking, though.
Yeah, she cooking.
Can't they have a cheat day, you know, and just try to do it help? Why, you know, come on now. They got to compromise.
Yams,
yeah.
Day,
yeah, but when you lose weight and somebody cooks yams, macaroni, and cheese, and they really don't care much.
Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly.
You know, and the fact you over there looking like a little love seat.
He's getting no support from her. She said instead of frying, she baked the chicken. Yeah, but you got the yams and the mac and cheese, and this is just on a Tuesday.
Okay, well, let me
night.
Just not say love seat and just make it smaller than that, like a lazy boy. Just a little recliner. Made out of Herculoid.
You think that is better?
A little plaid. Remember that plaid Herculoid couch you had at
would
your
you
mama house?
Would you come Herculoid. On? Oh,
we had a living room Herculoid. Set that my mama had bought off the back of the TV guy. You remember that living room set you can get 32 pieces for $4.99?
Just say you can't help her. How
well,
about
you
that?
You got me thinking about the TV guy.
Yeah, you remember the
that.
TV guy, man, on back of the TV guy had that 32-piece living room set for $4.99?
Yeah.
But they was counting ashtrays and coasters.
Yeah.
32-piece living room set. Ain't nothing but a couch and a little seat, but they counting every coaster they give you.
By the time you put it together, it broke apart.
Yeah, ashtray and all that.
Why don't you and Jay do a reenactment of the dinner?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, Jay, you the girl, and you done cook this food.
Yeah, and I got all the food. I got all the food.
He came home from work, yeah.
All right. Hey, baby. I'm home.
Hey, baby, what's going on? What's up, baby? How you doing? You smell that? Cook for you. Cook for you today.
Oh, yeah? What you cook, baby?
Oh, we got chitlins.
Chitlins?
Chitlins. I know you haven't had them in a while, so I made them up. yummy, yummy. I got yams. I got... all types of pies you like. I got pumpkin pie. I got sweet potato pie.
Baby.
I know you like cherry pie.
Baby.
Cherry pie.
Yeah. Baby. Mm-hmm. You know I'm a professional trainer.
Yeah.
I know, but you have.
Y'all lost this weight. You know, I ain't trying to go back.
And
now.
You look good. You look so good.
Okay, but what you cooking all this here for, though?
Because you haven't had these foods in a long time.
Now, you know why I ain't had the food? And you know how I ain't had it in a long time? Because I can drop from 350 down to 170.
And you look good. I got your grits and cheese.
I don't want no grits and cheese, baby. I done told you.
I got waffles.
See, baby, I don't eat that no more. You see what I'm trying to accomplish here? You sabotaging me.
No, I'm not sabotaging. This is, I made all this with love. I got White Castle. I bought you some White Castle. Had these flown in.
I thought you said you made everything with love. Where the hell you get some White Castle from?
I flew these in and I thought them out and they're right here. I got your White Castle. I got Kool-Aid. I got tea. I got lemonade.
Baby, listen to me. Baby, listen to me.
I'm listening.
I don't want to do that no more. And I think I need your support to help me stay in shape.
You don't want to eat?
Baby, I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat all that.
I put all this together.
Don't hurt me.
Baby, what you crying for?
I've been in this kitchen all goddamn.
But baby, but what you crying for? You ain't got to cry. You know, you just.
I've been in this kitchen. You know how long you have to.
Baby, you've been in the kitchen a long time. Why don't you take food over there and get to your mama?
Let me tell you what I did to make these rolls. I had corn growing out of the field. And I got the corn in here and I ground it up, made the meal. And
baby, you don't use cornmeal to make no dinner rolls. Shirley know that.
Yeah. Cornbread dinner rolls.
They made rolls. And nobody eat no cornbread with no damn chitlins.
I had Calvin the turkey growing out in the backyard all summer long. And I had to take his life today because I knew you like turkey. And Calvin looked at me with his sad eyes. I'm like, I'm sorry, Calvin. You got to go. My man want a turkey. You don't understand.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You got some turkey in here?
I got turkey in here. I got turkey necks, turkey bones.
You got turkey neck?
Turkey necks,
Oh, you got one turkey neck.
Turkey eyes.
Well, I ate one while I was cooking because I got hungry. So I just ate one.
Damn, baby, you know I like turkey. Your big ass and ate the turkey too?
She's only 5'1", 120.
Yeah, she's not that
but
big.
But you like turkey, and we could eat turkey together.
I think, baby, I'm going to just be real with you. I think this is it.
Yeah, they need to break up.
We going to break up over this?
Exactly. I can't do you no more.
You're just so damn ungrateful. You really are.
I know, babe, but I'm in shape and I don't want to go back. And I think you're going to drag me down.
Mm-hmm. You know, you better be glad I'm a Christian woman because I could take this turkey leg and beat your brain out.
Baby, stop crying now.
He's some of
and you're not even doing a good cry.
He's some of the shit. I ain't even got no fall to wrap all this stuff up. This is ridiculous. All this stuff gonna go bad because of you.
Well, no. Baby, what you do is just give it to somebody else.
I didn't even hear that she made a salad, though. Nothing great.
No, it ain't no salad.
I was thinking about making a salad, but I didn't make one.
Why all the pots was taken up with meat?
All the pots got meat.
That darn turkey. All right, look. Clearly, if she doesn't stop cooking, they're not going to make it. All right, we got to get out of here. The Strawberry Letter is posted. You can leave your comments on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.